Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I'm your host, Troy Stegner. And before we get into this video, I'm going to ask you to please subscribe. It does help with the metrics tremendously so that we can keep doing more cool videos like this. And while you're at it, hit the bell icon. You'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. That being said, let's get right into it. Don't want to waste any more time. We have an unboxing. And these, of course, are from Disney. They like to do the nondescript boxes a lot. So like this one, you can't tell until you look to one specific side, Disney Showcase. Bam, there you have it. Alice in Wonderland. Or Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. It's based on the book Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Book was written so long ago, I think like 1865. Oh, but it's really a great story. A lot of characters from Alice in Wonderland are very, very popular. And he actually made a sequel, following Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. We had Through the Looking Glass and What Alice Found There. And that's where we get the iconic characters like, you know, Jabberwocky, Tweedledee, Tweedledum, Lewis Carroll, probably before his time. I don't like this type of styrofoam that always seems to just fall apart. I have styrofoam everywhere. So we're just going to pull that to the side. This is a one-piece statue. I believe it's polystone ceramic type material. So we got, it's pretty, so pretty. This is based off of it appears to be based off the Disney cartoon, which is why it's a Disney showcase of the Queen of Hearts and Alice. And as you can see, they are two very opposite, juxtaposed characters. Even their collar schemes are really opposite. You got her with the red and black, and then Alice with the blue and white. Of course, Queen of Hearts, a lot of heart-shaped design on hers. Alice has her apron has some weird designs in it. Some almost look like diamonds, others, I mean, you got a couple little purple spots that look like diamonds. But it's basically a crisscross pattern with the blue and the purple. And you see her there with her tea. It has its own little tag here. Disney Traditions tag. Is that numbered? I'm not sure. Let's put on the external eyes and see. From Jim Shore, based on Jim Shore. Combines the magic of Disney with the festive artistry of Jim Shore's Heartwood Creek, creating a new collection celebrating spirited moments and cherished memories. I'm not sure if this is numbered. Doesn't appear to be. It's called what they're calling this one. It was purchased through Sideshow, and Sideshow carries other products. The company is Inesco, who makes it. It's not nearly as detailed as a Sideshow or Hot Toys. You know who it is, though. There's no doubt. It's actually called Chaos and Curiosity. It has a number here. I don't know what that corresponds to. It's a rather large number, so it's not, if that's the number, it's not limited. Not a toy for decorative use only. Handmade in Cambodia. So, yeah. And it comes got little felt dealies there so it doesn't scratch a countertop that you put it on if you put it on a glass countertop. This appears to be hand painted. I'm seeing through the outside lining of her, the queen's robe. It's not a pure white. It's got kind of a bluish tint to it. which kind of blends in well with Alice's dress. The Queen's facial features, they look a little choppy. I mean, it's not smooth. I don't believe that if this is cast, then that means you know the cast was choppy like this. It's, don't get me wrong, it doesn't necessarily make it bad. I'm used to it more smooth. Maybe they wanted it to appear more like the cartoon, not be as perfect, I guess. But all in all, I mean, I like it. Nice piece. Probably about 7-8 inches tall. If you like the Alice in Wonderland cartoon from Disney, and I mean, who doesn't? This is an awesome addition to your collection. It, off with her head. Every time I see that face, that's all I want to yell. So yeah, there you have this, the Chaos and Curiosity. I'm guessing she's Chaos and she's Curiosity. Based on, you know, Jim Shore, his artwork with Disney as part of the Disney Showcase Collection. Available now through Sideshow. You might be able to get it some other spots. I don't know. We bought this one through Sideshow. Pretty cool piece. I'm liking it. I don't hate it. Especially for people who are huge Disney fans. This would be great to put on your mantle. So there you have it. That is my review of the Chaos and Curiosity. If you go on if you go on Sideshow's website, I believe they call it Alice and Queen of Hearts. I'm not sure why they would name it something different than what is actually on the statue and on the box, but they did. So yeah, Alice in Wonderland, Disney fans, pick it up. It looks pretty good, not terribly expensive, and you'll have a nice piece of Disney memorabilia. And you know, most things Disney, just putting that name on there makes it worth it. So, if you enjoyed this video and you'd like to see more like it, please subscribe, man. It really does help the metrics, allows us to do other videos like this for free for you guys. And while you're at it, hit the bell icon. That'll let you know whenever we put up a new video. And until that new video comes out, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.